using a rag or bottle that's on this pole?
Oh, I never did.
Did you ever hear about those?
These lamps, we've got some of these lamps that you...
This is kind of a wick just hangs out and you have it all,
yeah,
all in a container.
Do you ever have a grease lamp or a rag lamp?
Well, I've heard of grease lamps, but that's back beyond my day.
Okay.
That's a long time ago.
Okay, inside the tire of the car you have the...
The what?
Inside the tire of the car.
Oh, you know the tube?
Oh, the tire?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't understand the word. I thought you said inside the car. You said tire, huh?
Yeah.
Tube.
Okay.
You can't talk any better than I can.
Okay, someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You said that they were going to...
I don't know. I never did do that. I don't know what to do.
Okay, would you use the word launch?
Yeah. Well, I've heard of that. I don't know.
You don't use that word?
Launch? Well, I can, no, I never had anything to use.
Okay.
I never had anything to do with a boat. Well, I did too when I was a kid. On a pond. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
What different kinds of boats are there?
Well, there's canoes and sailboats and ships, I don't know.
Steamboats.
Used to be steamboats.
Speedboat?
Huh?
Speedboat.
A steamboat.
S-P-W-E-D.
That's an all right one.
Okay, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell the child, here, your clothes. Here.
Put on your clothes.
Okay, or tell him just here.
Here are your clothes.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you say she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as
sample.
A...
sample.
Okay. And if she sees a dress she likes very much, she'd say, that's a very... what dress? That dress is very...
pretty, I guess.
Okay. And a little girl might tell her mother, well, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even...
ugly.
Pretty.
No.
Pretty.
Oh, pretty.
Okay. What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
pen.
Okay.
No, now.
No.
And... there's a kind of metal that... you might have over for a roof, say on a barn or something. It'd come in big sheets.
Oh, it's roofing, galvanized roofing. Or?
Okay, what kind of metal might you have a soup can be made out of?
Tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay.
And it used to be worth a nickel now.
Yes, if it's worth that much.
About 3 cents.
If it was real cold outside, you'd have to put on a...
heavy underwear.
Okay, but...
I'll do that.
But just before you go out, you put on your...
coat.
Okay. And a man sometimes... between his coat and his shirt, he'd wear one of these sleeveless...
vest.
Okay.
Used to call them jackets.
Okay. And so a suit would consist of a coat, a vest, and...
a shirt and trousers.
Okay. Any other name besides trousers?
Breeches.
Okay.
Pants.
Okay, and what might a man wear if he was working outside around the barn?
Old shoes.